And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is new information and new perspectives. Each of my guests is expanding our perspectives with new information on his particular subject. My next guest has an unusual background. He's a successful dentist whose passion is helping others to succeed. He partnered with a successful financial planner to write a book of daily principles to live by. We'll examine his principles from his book, The Pocket Truths for Success. Dr. Justin Short owns a dental practice and is a personal and business coach for other dentists. He and his wife are also successful internet and real estate entrepreneurs. Justin's passion is helping others succeed in the midst of adversity. He's helped institute his community's first dental program for drug rehabilitation patients and also provides dental treatment for underprivileged children. Dr. Short was born and raised in St. Louis, graduating from St. Louis University with a BA in chemistry before attending Southern Illinois School of Dental Medicine. Justin and his wife and their two daughters live in St. Louis. Joining us from St. Louis. Hi, Justin. How are you today?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest today. And I love your book, The Pocket Truths for Success, 365 Daily Principles to Become the Most Successful Person You Know. But you are not the typical business book author, are you? I mean, you're a successful dentist, you're a philanthropic dentist. But give us your background. I mean, how did you come to write The Pocket Truths for Success, and why did you team up with your co-author on this book?
Sure. Well, first, Ben Newman, my co-author, he had written two other books and has been doing motivational speaking for the last 5 years or so. We have been good friends for a while, and just kind of through our meetings together and talking about different things personally and professionally, we really saw or have been seeing a real transition back to the basics in business. And we thought, you know, this was the idea for the book. You know, it's written in a very simple format, kind of like a instruction book for life, geared more towards motivation and inspiration. We just thought what a great idea to take all these principles that we have learned through our lives, whether from others, from ourselves, from struggles we've gone through, boil them all down, get rid of the fat, and put them in this easy-to-read format.
Well, now, Justin, how did you narrow it down to 365? Because between the two of you, both of you being successful in your respective fields, there must have been more than 365 from which to choose.
Great question. And actually, that's probably why it took so long to get the book released, because we would, you know, we had probably about 500 to go from, and we would go back and forth and read it over and over to ourselves and each other and go through it and, you know, struggle and wrestle through which ones that we really felt like would be applicable in this economy and things that we're going through and just to people's lives to really help motivate and inspire them individually.
All right, Justin, for whom is this book written? Who's your ideal audience out there that you really want to pick up this book and read it?
Well, again, I think that it may sound cliche, but I think it's really anyone who wants to go to the next level in life, whether it be success in business or just success personally in life. I think no matter where you are in your journey in life, this book is you're going to find some inspiration and motivation in this book. And I think it's, you know, we've had a great response for parents getting it for graduates. You know, the new graduates today are so incredibly tech savvy, but I think a lot of some of the fundamentals have been put on the back burner as far as good communication, a good appearance, firm handshake, the importance of a good first impression. And this book really brings those fundamentals back to the limelight. And I think anyone who, you know, business owners, people out there who maybe have been laid off, who are looking for a job, this is going to put those qualities that you need to go out and succeed, bring them back to the center, and I think it's really going to provide some good motivation and inspiration and just some sound advice, you know, some good pearls of wisdom that aren't going to go away over time.
My guest is Dr. Justin Short, author of the book Pocket Truths for Success, 365 Daily Principles to Become the Most Successful Person You Know. And obviously, because they're 365, Justin, that means there's one for every day of the year. I did a little mathematics, and today is the 178th day of the year 2011. And the truth for success for today is, have a will and a trust done by a good lawyer. Now, that's great advice for someone who has things to protect, maybe not necessarily for the new graduate who is just getting out of college at this particular point. So how might this principle apply to someone who's trying to better themselves, but who has not yet arrived at financial success that needs protecting?
Right. I think, you know, of course, we're all going to be in different places in our life. I think for me, how this personally affected me is, you know, especially when I started, when I had kids, you know, I would, you know, going on plane trips or just anywhere, you know, anything I was doing, in the back of my mind would always be, are they going to be protected? Are they going to be looked after? And, of course, there are going to be certain truths in the book that are more applicable to certain people than to others. You know, but for me, this took a lot. It really helped me sleep at night. You know, when push came to shove, this is what helps me sleep at night, knowing that if something would happen to me, my loved ones are going to be taken care of. It wasn't as big a deal to me 10, 15 years ago, you know, that I had my will and trust set up. But now it is. I think it's an area that a lot of us overlook, you know, and with different tax laws and everything else, there's a lot of planning. You know, a little planning can go a long way in a worst-case scenario.
It absolutely can. My guest is Justin Short. Justin, which then brings me to the next point. There are 365 sayings, truths for success, one for every day of the week. How do you suggest that somebody read your book? Do they sit down and read all 365 at one sitting and then go back and revisit it, or do you want them to just read one a day and act on that one for the day and then move on to the next one the following day?
Sure. You know, I think the beautiful thing about this book is, you know, we're all so busy. It's an epidemic. You ask anybody, how have you been doing? Oh, man, I've been so busy. I haven't called you back or I haven't responded to you, blah, blah, blah. But nice thing about this book is that you can sit down and read it probably within half an hour to an hour if you wanted to get through the whole thing. It's definitely not about, you know, day one, you need to get up and read truth one. It's about, you know, picking 150, picking that for the day and say, okay, I want to work on this today, and finding that belly punch of inspiration to really go out and conquer those goals you've set for yourself.
No, I love it. The belly punch of inspiration. There's a new technique. I'm going to save that one. That's a good one. So let me ask you, Justin, this, because I flipped through the book and I was just looking randomly at the different principles. One of the principles, principle number 164 for those of you at home, it says, do as the wealthy do. Save 23% of your income. So first of all, I want to kind of question you on this a little bit.
Sure.
How did you come to 23%? Why not 22%? Why not 25%? But more importantly, pragmatically, for somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of money, that seems like an awfully big chunk of their little bit of money that they do have to be saving. So go through that for me. How did you get to 23%, and how do you implement that even if you're not a Rockefeller today?
Sure. And I'll be honest, off the top of my head, that is definitely one of the questions that would be best for my co-author, Ben.
Ah.
But we did discuss this one. And I think it was a number that had come to over, you know, with research of really seeing what some of his wealthiest customers, clients did. And it was kind of an average of what they tried to save. And, you know, I think it's not necessarily for those of us that cannot save 23% and get by. But if you're shooting for 23%, it's going to be, you're going to hit a number that's much higher than zero. And I think being able to put some of that money away for a rainy day, you know, to take the monkey off your back if the worst should arise, is going to really put some peace in your life.
Makes sense. My guest is Justin Short. He is a dentist. He is the co-author of the book Pocket Truths for Success. So another one of the pocket truths that I looked at very early on in the book is principle number 14, and this one caught my attention. It says, live large. What do you mean by that?
The idea behind live large is really the idea of setting the big goals and having the guts and the perseverance to go out and conquer them. You know, I think one of my favorites in the book that I've been using a lot lately is number 344, I believe. It's a quote by Thomas Edison that said, if we all did what we are capable of, we would astound ourselves. And I think it's so true. So often we put a limit on our hopes and goals. But when we really dare to dream big, live large, and go out and persevere after those dreams and those goals, I think a lot of us would just amaze ourselves at what we really can accomplish.
All right. That makes some sense. Another principle that caught my attention, principle number 43, overpromise and overdeliver. Now, that's an interesting one because most of us have heard the expression underpromise and overdeliver. But in what ways did the Great Recession of 2007 and 2009 influence this principle of overpromise and overdeliver?
Sure. I think, you know, the concept is to be different. You know, like you said, everyone knows the saying underpromise and overdeliver. But, you know, I think as far as how does it relate in context into the economy over the last couple of years, it's getting harder and harder to stand out. You know, when you go to apply for a job, there's 20 to 100 other applicants waiting there to pick up the scraps if you don't make your best first impression. And I think the overpromise, overdeliver thought was, you know, set big goals and, you know, basically what it says, overpromise. Say you're going to do something big and then actually follow through and do it.
All right, Justin, let me ask you to clarify that in the context of your own experience as a dentist, as one of the foremost cosmetic dentists in St. Louis. How do you practice this principle of overpromise, overdeliver?
Sure. I, you know, one thing I do as far as dentistry, and I definitely don't want to give the illusion that this book is about dentistry because it's not, but how I would use it in my practice, you know, is I put a guarantee with every smile design that we do. You know, if we redo someone's smile, I give them a guarantee. If you don't love it, you don't owe me a cent, or I'm going to redo it for you. And I don't know of any other dentist who does that. So not only my idea is to, obviously, I'm not going to make money if I'm not delivering those results. If my patients are not happy, the idea is I'm not going to get paid, or I'm going to be spending a lot of time and money to redo that for them at no charge. But you know, the idea for me is to overpromise, is to give that guarantee, and then overdeliver, because I still want to blow their socks off. When we redo that smile, I want them to be absolutely amazed and wish they would have done it 20 years ago.
Wow. Pay for performance. What a novel concept. My guest is Justin Short, author of the book Pocket Truths for Success. Now, here's one that also caught my attention, Justin, that it is a little bit frightening for many people listening to the sound of our voice. It's principle number 259, write a book. I mean, clearly you and your co-author did, but not everybody is cut out to do so. So why is it important to write a book, and what's the practical benefit of writing a book?
I think the practical benefit, I think, is really, I think a lot of people, you know, especially friends and colleagues and people that I've run into after we've written this book, you know, almost 100%, I would say, have said, man, I would really like to do that. That's really neat. I've always wanted to do that. I thought about doing it on this topic or that topic or that topic. And I think to do it is just one of those things that I think every time we set a goal and we accomplish it, it builds that confidence inside, that confidence that we can, you know, achieve our goals and go and do something a little bit out of the norm. So that was the idea behind this, is to set that goal and actually do it. And I think, you know, I'll be honest, it is really neat to see your name up on, you know, Amazon or when you go into bookstores or here. You know, I've run into people that I didn't even know that said, hey, I've read that book. And it's just such a neat thing, and it's a confidence builder. And it is an encourager for me, you know, as we work with people, whether it be through coaching or just as people read the book.
I think we just lost Justin in the middle of that interview. We'll have to get him back on the line. But we were talking with Justin Short, author of the book Pocket Truths for Success, 365 Daily Principles to Become the Most Successful Person That You Know. Book was just recently released by Mill City Press and is available in all major bookstores, including our own Bank of Books right here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 548 East Main Street in Ventura and 2682 East Main Street in Ventura. And I think we've got Justin back on the line. Justin, are you there? Hang on, Justin. We're trying to get you back on the air. Hi, Justin. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, much better connection, too. Very strong. You there now?
I am.
Okay, beautiful. Let me ask you this. We're running out of time, unfortunately, but of the what do you want readers to take away from reading the book, Justin, Pocket Truths for Success?
Sure. I think, you know, the biggest thing, like I said, we've noticed, is the real shift back to the fundamentals and the idea that there is no silver bullet to be successful. It's about getting up every day and hitting a double or a single and building off those. And then the next idea would be to don't limit yourself. You know, break through that glass ceiling. You can accomplish big goals if you are willing to persevere and be determined.
And those are definitely good principles for people to take away. Justin, if people are interested in learning more about Pocket Truths for Success, they like what you have to say, they like the sound of your voice, where would you direct them to go on the internet to learn more?
I would say you can go to Amazon.com. And, you know, if you put in there Pocket Truths for Success, it will come up. Or we also have a website, pocket-truth.com.
Pocket-truth.com. Thank you, Justin, for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. It's great.
Thank you.